and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are here again in the studio and ready to share what's on our heart today.
Yeah. Again, we're still trying to figure things out. You would think after 5 years, maybe we would have a clue.
You would think, but the business world is ever changing.
Like every day.
And here at the farm, we are trying to find our sweet spot.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, I think we've kind of fallen into this trap, or I don't, maybe it's not a trap, but we are people pleasers by nature.
We are, and that goes for both of us. Mm-hmm. And as we've built this business and wanting to grow and expand, we find ourselves trying to meet everyone's need.
Yeah, and then we get kind of frustrated when we feel like that we're not meeting those needs.
And we really have come to the conclusion that we just can't do that.
No, we have to do us.
Right, and we have to be true to what this business is for us and what we want to provide for our customers, for our fans, and to do that in a way that still leaves us a fragment of mental health.
Yeah, I think I still have a fragment. You know, we're not like going off the deep end or anything like that.
No, we're not.
But we have, since March, since things changed in March with the pandemic and you know, we had to close our business and, you know, lots of things happened, and we've tried to figure out what can we do to make this work.
Right.
And we installed the pickup box, which was a really good thing.
Very successful.
Until it started getting hot, and we have this black box out in the sun. You so know, we had to shift again.
Again. And I think we do that a lot.
We do. But, you know, we do shift. I mean, we're willing to do that. And we do kind of learn from our mistakes.
I guess there's that.
Yeah. So there is some hope.
There is. But every time we're open, we get an idea. And we try to run with it. Or we see one person who has a different need, and we try to run with that, and it has stretched us to a place that we really got crispy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And we've had to step back and think about how to fix that, and like you said, how to be true to us and the farm.
Well, and I think some of it, as we've been on lockdown, which that just changed Friday,
right?
I believe. So we were locked down for how many weeks?
A lot. 10, I think, was the official count.
Yeah, 10 weeks, a long time. And so during that time, you know, there really wasn't anything else to do here but work.
Right.
So we pretty much have worked almost every day, even, you know, Sundays, we try to take some time, and I would still find myself just doing something, because I'm not a TV watcher. I'm not someone who likes to sit. I'm a doer.
Exactly. And that really got tough.
It did. Yeah. It just, as I talked about it, maybe this wasn't a good way to put it, but as I was reflecting on it last week, it's kind of like I felt like I was in a work camp. It's like it's constant work.
Yeah. And we have all kinds of ideas. We are continuing to make improvements to the property and to the business. But again, it wasn't really what we needed to be doing. And we absolutely came to the place where we needed a break.
Yeah, we did.
And there's nowhere to go, really, right now.
Right.
Which is why we've worked our heads off. But we did. We took a day off and went for a long drive and getting some food and did not work around the farm.
No, that was really strange. We took a whole day and did not work at the farm. And we actually went to a local winery that had, you know, everything was outdoors. Everyone was spaced plenty of room between tables.
I felt
lots
perfectly
of room.
Comfortable.
Yeah, I did too. And that was really helpful.
We were unhurried. We were unrushed. And we just relaxed. And we talked about the business a little bit, but we even just didn't do that. We just let everything rest. And for me, and I think for you too, it was so helpful.
It was. And, you know, sometimes you just need a change of perspective. You need to get out of the same routine, and you need something fresh and different and new. And that's exactly what we needed.
Absolutely. And it was just for a day, but it was so good.
Yeah, I came back today and, well, we came back yesterday. But today I felt much more refreshed and looked at the garden and everything else differently.
Right. I think for us, we had come to a point where we couldn't see the beauty in what we have.
Uh-huh.
And even just that
It was all the problems. It was like,
right.
Okay, I see this weed. I see that problem. I see that tree that needs to be taken out. I see the fence that needs to be repaired.
And we know all of those things
are
there.
Yeah, we see them.
Every day we see those, and we know. And we have a plan to address all of those things. But it takes time. It takes energy. And I'm glad we took a day off.
Yeah, I think it was really good. So I would highly recommend do something for yourself, because it's very easy for us to feel selfish about self-care.
It is, but it's so, so important.
It is important. And we were to the point, I know I was at least, with the business, and, you know, it was like we would adjust for this thing and adjust for that. And I was to the point last weekend, it's like, let's just not do the business anymore.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot of work. Let's just forget it.
Yeah.
But we've regrouped.
We have.
And this past Friday was our first Friday opening at the farm. And it was good. We had a lot of people come out. We're very grateful to all of you who came to see us looking for our products. But we're going to make a little tweak to that, because the other thing we found is we can't manage that long of an opening stretch. We were open from 10 to 6, and particularly as this next week we come into farmers market season for
yes.
real, we will be attending the 18th Street Farmers Market on Saturdays. We can't be open that long and that late on Friday here at the farm and still do what we need to do to prepare to attend market on Saturday.
Right, yeah, because we have to harvest and package and prepare scone bags, and that's labeling and putting the bags together. They're not even put together. You have to put the inserts in. It's a long process. It takes pretty much most of Friday to get ready for Saturday. We have to load the truck.
Right.
And if we're open at the farm the way we were last weekend, that's not possible.
It's not.
We're two people.
So we are going to make some adjustments in hours. We're going to go back to our 10 to 2 opening on Fridays. We're going to keep it on Fridays. And we are, I swear, trying to get some consistency so that all of you do know what to expect and when to plan
to
come.
At least it's the same day, Friday.
That's right.
But we're going back to the 10 to 2 time frame. We will not be offering scones at the farm on Fridays. Watch our social media and our website. We may offer some other baked good that is more amenable to baking in advance, but it will not be scones. We will have scones available at the farmer's market. Yes. You can pre-order, but you don't have to at the farmer's market. So just show up and make your selection from what is available. So that's the other change that we'll be doing.
Yeah, so we'll have a pickup here at the farm on Fridays. And as far as produce right now, I'm probably going to reserve the produce that we have right now for the farmer's market. Now, that will change very soon. We start getting tomatoes and peppers and those sort of things where we have much more of them.
Right. But we're still in that very early season of production.
Yeah, yeah. We have radishes, all the cool weather crops, right, which before long, you know, we're starting to, the soil's starting to heat up and, you know, some of the radishes are starting to bolt. And so some of those will be going away before long, but we'll announce when we're going to have produce, have a farm stand out here. But I want to, my focus to be on Fridays to prepare food, produce for the farmer's market on Saturday.
Right.
So I think you'll probably be handling some of the customers that will come out here on Friday until I get done getting the produce ready. Because that does take quite a bit of time.
So come out and see us on Fridays for our other great products. Watch for social media to see what kind of baked goods we may have. And we will also see you at the farmer's market on Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I am too.
You know, I miss the people at the farmer's market. So we will be back to the 18th Street Farmer's Market this Saturday.
June 6th.
June 6th. We'll be there 8 to noon. And we look forward to seeing everyone.
We sure do.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.